Hey, what it do, people? It's your man, Animal Brown, checking in. Episode 269-ish of the On Deck TV podcast is here. You want to know what else is here? Fall. I had to bring my hoodie out over the weekend. God damn it, it got a little chilly for you, boy. That's how we know it's time. And so we're going to do a fall music preview for you, all right? We're going to preview some of the hottest big-name joints that's going to drop in this fourth quarter and maybe even some surprises, all right? We're going to pull out the crystal ball and see what we can predict. Of course, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me a favor. Go to realvillemedia.com and check out all the podcasts on the network.
All of the podcasts, ask yourself, have I been to realvillemedia.com lately to check out the brand new Fresh for Dummies episode? New issue, The Return of Perry Ellis. I believe that's episode number 33. FSP, that's the Full Sport Press podcast. Very controversial series on the top seven small forwards. That one always gets a lot of buzz for those guys over at FSP. Brand new Ladies Room podcast. Also, their latest episode is up on the site as well. Remember to go to realvillemedia.com. Check out everything from Realville Media, which includes COD, brand new Copper Drop episodes. That's on YouTube, youtube.com/realville.com. Go check out everything that we're doing. We promise we have something for everybody. Meanwhile, check out the show.
Hey man, what it do, what the business is?
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown. If you're looking for me on all things social, where you at, man?
The same. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and the Twitters.
Add you a underscore in there, man. Get for official.
For what?
Do it, save it for 2019. You right. Just save it for 2019.
We ain't doing that at all. Y'all might as well just delete them underscores. Get them all the way out of here. You done with the AKAs?
Nah, never. Just, you know, I just throw it just out there when I feel like it. Oh, okay. You know what I'm talking about?
It ain't an every episode thing no
shit.
More.
Shit.
Gotcha. Understood. What's cracking? What you have up this weekend?
Man, had a semi-busy weekend. Hit the movies up.
What'd you go see?
I went to see The Hate U Give.
The fuck is that?
And I didn't want to see it. However.
Sound like one of them wifey joints.
Yeah, it was definitely a wifey pick. And shout out to her and MoviePass. I'll go ahead and take that L. However, the movie was actually kind of straight, though.
What is that about?
The little police shooting. Have you seen the preview?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had no desire.
Was it good?
Actually, it wasn't half bad. I'm not going to lie. It was just teeny. Kind of like
any surprises? Ending?
Nah. I just like the perspective that it took. It took the perspective that all the shit that we see on the news. It took it from the perspective of somebody that was in the car riding with the person who was a victim of it. Mm. And it showed the pressures that would fall upon them if that was to happen. And them being young. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? The perspective in the story was actually kind of dope. Mm. They went out of their way to make sure they covered all perspectives and bases. So that was kind of interesting. And Common is a horrible actor.
We knew this.
He stunk it.
We knew this when he was trying to play basketball with Queen Latifah.
Right, a 5'6 basketball MVP
power
and
forward.
Shit.
Power forward at that.
He stunk it up. But other than that, though, it wasn't a bad movie. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, it just was a little too kiddie. It was a little kiddie at certain parts. You could tell it was for teenagers.
Speaking of Queen Latifah, congratulations to her. Mm. She got a little one on the way.
I saw that her and her fiance.
Her fiance is pregnant. Let y'all think about that one. My weekend was cool.
Other than you stalking Queen Latifah news.
Nah, this was everywhere. And then my thing was,
this was everywhere.
I seen it pop up on the head. You know how the news come through on your phone?
Facts.
And it was like Queen Latifah's longtime fiance was pregnant. And I was like, wait, what? I mean, I knew, but I didn't know. I ain't know Queen Latifah was officially like out there with it. So.
I ain't know that either.
Congratulations to her. I went to the movies as well. Seen the Michael Myers.
I wasn't.
Wasn't, I mean, you get what you expected.
No, just say it was a
slog. It actually wasn't. It's entertaining. It's some funny stuff. Like, scary movies are funny. Yeah, so it has some very funny stuff in there. I'm confused as to how Michael Myers is so goddamn strong. Like, this nigga's a beast. Man, this nigga picking people up with one hand, throwing people across the room. Like, I didn't know Mike. Like, he's supposed to be how they play the whole thing in this one. He's just like a regular guy that's crazy. Like, they go to the jail. They show him almost without the mask on. So, he's like a human.
I thought he was like possessed by like
that's a strong ass demon that's possessing him, dude. He a beast. But it's worth going to check out if you're a fan of the horror movie flicks and all of that stuff.
See, I'm cool. I'm cool on the horror movies. I'm cool on the police shooting narrative shit. I was cool on all of that. I wasn't planning on going and see none of it. However,
the cold weather's crept in. That's what it was.
They're pumping the hell out of this Halloween. It's gonna make me just fall in there for no reason.
And I also listened to the podcast on The Ringer breaking down like the history of Halloween, which is really good. And it kind of add to it as well. You get some backstory. How the first one was made is very interesting, and the flip that they had on it, sort of like some Blair Witch shit. They ain't spend that much to make that first Halloween. He did it with like his friends. The guy that played the guy that played Michael Myers in the first was like just a friend of his. He just asked him could he do it. He paid him like $20 a day, which is very interesting.
I hope he got something on the back end. God damn.
Well, he actually started producing movies and shit like that afterwards though. So okay, that's where he got his hand in there. Also,
yep,
started watching Insecure this weekend.
Insecure?
Yeah. On the bandwagon.
Later.
Finally in the building.
Where you at?
Power through season one.
Okay.
Got
that's easy to do though.
Yeah, 38 episodes.
Yeah.
Got to season two. The first episode with the party was fucking hilarious. That was funny. It's a party in here, boss.
That was funny.
That was funny. I ain't mad at Insecure. I get why people like it so much. Issa kind of like cringeworthy, awkward to me, and that's
true.
Almost makes it. It makes it entertaining, almost hard to watch at the same time.
True.
She found a cooler lane in doing that. The whole talking to herself in the mirror, like, throws me all the way off. I almost feel bad for her while she's doing that. But overall, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool, y'all.
Welcome to the 21st century. You're watching Insecure.
I'm just happy to be here, man. I don't know what the whole Team Lawrence shit was about. Cause dude pretty whack to me, but, you know.
I know. He steps his game up.
Game two.
He's, don't even worry
two,
about
stepping
it.
Up. I already seen the smash and dash he pulled. That was pretty rock solid right
there. That was
there.
Funny.
In and out.
Nah, he shakes it, though. Hot at you. All right, man, let's get to this shit, man. Something else I got into over the weekend, man, was the So-So Def tour. We're going to kick it off with that,
though. I hope
somebody
drug you out to that, too. You didn't willingly pay for that.
The So-So Def Cultural Currency Tour kicked off last Sunday.
That's the name of it?
That's the name of it. I don't even like that. That's kind of
whack,
though. They kicked off last Sunday here in the A, and what was once a multi-city tour has now been dwindled down to a one.
Just Atlanta.
One night only, people. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the show in just a second. But first, okay, I got to know, why doesn't Jermaine Dupri get enough credit?
He's short. That's it, man. He's shorter than Diddy. He's shorter than Dame Dash. All his counterparts, he's shorter. No, to be honest, though. I don't think that any of the artists that Jermaine Dupri worked with the exception of Usher, R&B artists, Usher, Mariah Carey, they're not stellar artists. Like, you don't have any top-of-the-line rappers. Dame Dash had one with Jay.
Yep.
Puffy had one with Big. Top
Shug.
Dog. Shug had one with Pac. And you can even go to the day, TDE got Kendrick. Like, all of the executives that we respect in hip-hop were behind someone who had serious, serious flow.
Yeah.
And Jermaine Dupri, it was almost like always a gimmick. And I put up air quotes when I say a gimmick, not taking anything away from what Criss Cross did or taking anything away from the groups that he sold, but they are not standalone groups. Like, even with, I guess it took Jermaine Dupri to make them famous, which should give him more credit.
Exactly.
But it takes away from it. In my opinion, I think it's just because he doesn't have that stellar artist under his belt.
Yeah, it's two reasons. I think one is because he worked with kid artists, and kid artists aren't taken seriously in hip-hop. Mm. Criss Cross, although we knew as kids that shit was dope because we were 12 and 10 and 13 when it was popping, and then Bow Wow followed that up. So you're not going to be taken seriously as if like you had a Drake or a Wayne under your roster.
Man, I forgot about Chad Moss.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. And number two, half of his hits are R&B. So that's not a rap. You know, obviously that's not rap. So he's not going to be looked at in the same vein as a Puff. Even though Puff has a lot of R&B bangers too, he's got more than enough rap shit to outweigh that. So people aren't going to take him seriously. That's another thing.
What's that?
People don't take Jermaine Dupri serious as an artist either. He's got one album.
Two.
He's got two albums?
Mm-hmm.
You see, I didn't even know that.
The second one was called Instructions. It
sure
came out
was.
In 2001.
You're right.
He had that whack-ass bucket hat on.
That shit was trash. The Life in 1472 was slick banging, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
and that was the only reason it was banging, because it was like a compilation.
Exactly. Right. It wasn't because of Jermaine Dupri.
No.
But I think he does need to get credit, and where he does get it is a songwriter. When we did our ATL Mount Rushmore, and we added one executive, Jermaine Dupri, or, you know, executive slash producer, Jermaine Dupri was in there, like, without question. And when you run down his resume, especially with the writing, with Escape and all of them and shit, mm-hmm. like, you got to give him his props when it come to that shit. Like, he's a savage.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. I'm looking up this right now. Even with the respect that he should get as a songwriter, how many Grammy nominations would you, over under seven, would you say for Jermaine Dupri?
He'd have to be over.
He got 4 Grammy nominations. He's wow. won one.
As a producer, writer,
producer
artist?
And writer.
Damn.
He's got one, and that was for the Mariah Carey song, We Belong Together.
Yeah, that was banging.
Now take Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy got 12 Grammy nominations, dude.
Yeah,
for what? I just think he gets more attention. Like, we don't pay attention, us on the street level, fan level, nor does the Academy pay attention to him. And I don't know. I don't know the reason why.
Let's be real, though.
What's that?
Puff, he a cool dude. Puff like a kind of fly, pop shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we know his background. He New York. He got the swag. You never really just looked at Jermaine Dupri like as a quote-unquote cool dude. You
Jermaine
know what I'm saying?
Married, like, he married Janet Jackson.
That's when he got with Janet Jackson, he started getting some props. Like, he got points when he got with Janet. It was like, oh, shit, how the fuck he pull that off? It's like, but Puff got the flash, the shiny suit. Like, he can sell himself. Jermaine Dupri doesn't do as good of a job as doing it. The name of this shit was the Cultural Currency Tour. I can barely say it, dude.
Y'all don't like, even know what that means.
What does that mean? Who knows? And it went from 20 cities to 2, Atlanta and L.A., down to 1, just Atlanta, which is crazy.
And could it also be because of his father, Michael Maldin? Jermaine Dupri Maldin is his full name. Michael T. Maldin, is an American entertainment industry executive. He currently serves as a live event producer and the CEO of Scream Nation.
Who knows this, though?
A concert tour joint venture with Live Nation. Now, I think the people knew Jermaine Dupri dad was, like, well off, you know?
I didn't.
You didn't? He was in the music biz. I think, documentary that I watched, they were saying that Jermaine Dupri got most of his start from his dad's connections.
So now we're going to shortchange Jermaine Dupri now because
his
dad was plugged.
Industry-wide, that may be why.
He still got to write them bangers, dude. He had to write Jump.
Hey, he wrote Confessions.
He still had to write Confessions.
Hey, I ain't taking nothing away from him. But I can understand, too. It's like you said, like, Jermaine Dupri ain't the flyest nigga around.
Nah,
he walking a room. Especially not back then. Yeah, he walking a room. You ain't like, oh, shit, that's Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
And all of that adds to it when you're making music. So, I mean.
That's a fact.
And he was hating on Bow Wow on The Breakfast Club, wasn't he? Like, you got to be real, too. They say, like, him and Bow Wow never got along. Didn't he say that on The Breakfast Club? Am I tripping?
When he was on there with Escape?
The last time he was on there.
He was on there with Escape.
Yeah, they were saying to him and Bow Wow that he said that him and Bow Wow didn't really bang with each other.
I don't remember him saying that. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, I got to look that up.
Oh, yeah. You made that up. To be honest. Well, I can say this. Bow Wow was at the concert. A lot of people were questioning whether he was going to be there or not. And the concert, actually, even though I wasn't big on going to this, like, I actually had a good time at that motherfucker. Like, I'm completely shocked that I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself way more than I thought I would. I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to give you 4 acts that were there. Mm-hmm. Tell me, who do you think got the biggest response from the crowd?
All right, let's hear it.
Bow Wow, Da Brat, Escape, Jagged Edge. All 4 of them were there. One of them tore the roof off that motherfucker. If you had to guess, who
give it to me one more time. Bow Wow, Escape.
Da Brat and Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge, just in Atlanta, they at home.
Close, but no.
Escape.
People fuck with Escape, dude.
Was Tiny there?
Yeah, all of them was there.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
But they from here, too, though.
All of them might know that.
Well, I mean,
Tiny is
Candy and Tiny, the important ones.
Oh, gotcha.
People fuck with them heavy. They fuck with Da Brat heavy, too, for some. I mean, I fuck with Da Brat, too, you know, back in the day, but they loved her.
Doubling back on the Bow Wow. Jermaine Dupri, he was on Breakfast Club. Envy asked him something about something Bow Wow posted, and he said, I don't even be following Bow Wow like it.
Yeah.
DJ Envy surprisingly said, I thought you two were like father and son. He said, it ain't really nothing like that.
Yeah, nah, he said,
but Bow Wow responded to that and took an offense, though, as Bow Wow would.
I'm about to talk about Bow Wow, but in the context in which he said that was they don't know father son like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, not to where people would think, like, on some Big Brother, like Kanye and Jay were super tight,
best man
in my wedding shit. They're not like that. And I think when people see people on TV close like that, they kind of associate, oh, they must be playing Madden together in real life. Right, and it's right, not right. always like that, bro. So Bow Wow's how many years younger than Jermaine Dupri? 15? What the fuck? What would they be doing other than getting money together? That was a business decision.
True. And I just to clear it up, what Jermaine Dupri was saying is that the stuff that you see from Bow Wow on his IG and the antics, that's not really him. He's saying that I've been around Bow Wow for 12 years.
Right.
Never seen him do drugs. Right. Never seen him go to jail. So all of the stuff that he's crying about on IG, I just don't see it.
Shit, I saw it at the show.
What's it?
Dude need help.
Bow Wow?
Bow Wow needs professional clinical help.
What happened?
You cannot tell him he's not as big as Jay-Z. You can't tell him he's not on Drake level.
He don't believe that.
You can't tell a dude he is not a living legend with loads of hits.
You fuel that though. Listen. Niggas like you fuel that because y'all give Bow Wow props.
He had some good records as a kid, but that Jermaine Dupri wrote and produced. You nigga, you just performed them. Somebody please tell him that. But man, listen. He was an inch away from getting booed at the show. I'm talking about a fucking millimeter away from getting booed off stage, dude. This dude comes out. First of all, he came out to a wax song, number one. Then he was overdoing his sets. Like, he performed like Fresh As I'm Is. He did all three verses. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck.
Oh, because he's, okay, so.
Why are you doing this?
He even tweeted out, and this is saying, why? Look, I don't know why niggas start with me. Like, I don't have the drop on these niggas' lives. Bro, you better calm down before I tell the world about your wife.
What'd I tell you?
What kind of shit is that to say? And he goes on to say,
what'd I tell you?
I won't be there. SSD25. Is that the?
Yes.
I won't be there is what he said. Yeah. And you said he overperformed.
Man, listen. Dude thinks he is so much bigger than what he is. But I'm going to give you an example. And this is how disconnected he is. He does a song.
Okay.
There's monitors behind them.
Mm-hmm.
He does a song, comes off. Next thing you know it, a skit pops up on the monitors of him and some chick arguing. Kind of like how Beyonce and Jay-Z did their little interludes.
No.
Bruh. First of all, the monitors haven't been used for a skit the entire night. So people are already kind of confused, like, what is this? He's arguing with a gal, and the gal is getting in the car like, I'm leaving. And I can't make
and you're like,
up.
Bow Wow, can you go with her?
Bow Wow is on the screen like, bitch, fuck you then. Bitch, go ahead. Take your shit. And then he takes her phone out of her hand. And she's like, give me my phone. And he's like, bitch, I bought this phone, ho. Wow. I bought this phone. I'll buy another you. Bruh, when I tell you, the crowd is looking like, what the fuck is this? And then that shit cuts off, and then he comes back on, and then let me hug you. And he's like, lady. And man, niggas was looking like, what?
That's what accompanying let me hug you? Jesus.
People were looking like, what was that? Why are you so angry? Like, what? Like, we don't have no context for what just happened. And then he started going on like a mini Kanye rant about his gal on the, he was like, if you watch Growing Up Hip Hop, then you know I just dumped that bitch. I'm finna go buy another one. Man, people were like, it was so quiet, bro. Mm. I felt bad for him, though.
So maybe he was just trying to ruin Jermaine Dupri's show.
Not, I think he's delusional. I think in his head, I think he's overcompensating for something. Whether it's
being Bow Wow.
No, whether he's tired of the jokes and he wants people to know that he has money or that he's well off or that he's tired of being short or that he's tired of living up to being a child rapper who's never had a hit as an adult. I don't know what it is.
What if he just stopped? He just stopped rapping and he wouldn't have to deal with this shit. Like,
but he thinks he's Drake.
He can't. That's impossible.
I'm telling you.
For a nigga that never, well, I guess Drake don't write his shit either, but for a nigga that doesn't write to the extent that Bow, like, when Bow Wow album came out that T.I. wrote, and you could tell that T.I. wrote the whole album because he was rapping just like T.I.
Yeah.
Like, a nigga ought to be able to process it and be like, man, I lived a good life. I shucked the shit out of these people.
You playing with house money.
Yeah, I shucked the shit out of everybody, making them think I was a great artist. I'm 30 now. I can retire. I can go to the Bahamas every day, live off these residuals, live off this money that's coming in.
Right.
And be good.
Nah, that ain't not him. Nah, he wants to go on tour and shake it.
Speaking of living off money, did you see Slim Thug post about the 20 years and how he live off his money and shit like
that?
Yeah, in the barbershop.
I said that on here because he said that he...
Yeah, it sounds better coming from him, though.
That's cute. He said that he owns the masters to one album and that pays for all of his bills. Home, cars, all of it.
Slim Thug said, I'm retired. He said, I've been making music for 20 years and I get money every day off those music, every month, excuse me, that I'm making for 20 years and I can live off it.
Yeah, that's a fact. Small.
So with that being said, Bow Wow should take some pages out of other rappers' book who have toned it down a little bit. Just tone it down. Like, I tease Bow Wow a lot on this show, but I can understand him growing up being a child celebrity, probably the biggest thing at that point in time. And now, you can walk in a room and people will literally laugh at you or ignore you.
Right.
And I don't know how that feels to people.
It's fucking him up. Somebody please get him some help. But other than that, the show was dope, though. Real
was
talk. Dope.
Who was your favorite act? Any surprises?
Yeah, he brought out a couple of surprise people. He brought out why did he bring out Jacquees to sing LMA song? I was like, hell no, that's so disrespectful.
But that Jacquees popped off of that though, didn't he? Or was it another song?
He was
song?
Already
he stole
on
another song. No, I'm saying he was popping and they told him to take it down.
Yeah, no, that version was popping. Yeah. People was giving that more props than LMA shit.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it was just funny, Bow Wow brought him out to do a hook for his joint and then he performed that song. I was like, I know LMA hot right now.
Yeah.
But other than that, couple of the one-hit wonders. You know, Jaquan came out. I don't know where he found him.
That's impossible. That wasn't Jaquan. It had to be like about it, though.
It might have been. Who knows? Murphy Lee came out.
My guy, Murph. Murph, stay down here, though.
Yeah, exactly. Bone Crusher came out. Mm. Killer Mike came out for that Bone Crusher song.
Killer Mike.
So it was cool. Nah, real talk, it was cool. The arena lit up now. They done added some extra sauce to it.
That was in Phillips?
Yeah, it ain't Phillips no more. It's State Farm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they done bossed up.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, no, it was cool, man. Too bad it ain't. I don't know what made him think he could go on a nationwide tour with that, though.
Yeah, like,
relax.
Big acts are canceling tours. I know so definitely finna sell out. You see Ashanti sold 27 tickets to a tour?
Yeah, 24. It wasn't a tour. It was a college show.
That's rough.
Don't do my baby Ashanti
27
like that.
Tickets is rough.
It was a last second switch.
We should
switch.
Be able to sell 27 tickets.
It was a last second switch because it was supposed to be somebody else more popping. I just can't think of who that was right now. So that's not Ashanti's fault. That's my baby and always will be.
Still hurt. Hey.
All right, that's way too much Bow Wow and Jermaine Dupri talk.
It is.
Moving on, Future and Juice WRLD, man. The collab trend doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. Future and up-and-coming Juice WRLD dropped a surprise project, WRLD on Drugs, last week. My question is, was this a genius move for Future or Reach to stay relevant?
It's kind of in the middle because I'm call me ignorant, but I'm not that familiar with this Juice WRLD kid. So in my eyes or in my world, Juice WRLD hooked up with Future to be able to get to popping for the people that didn't know him. Now, I may be mistaken, and Juice WRLD may be a lot more popular than I'm aware of, and I'm willing to admit that, but I tried to listen to this, and it was god awful.
Yeah.
So if there was no Future on this would have never came across my radar at all, and I'm not the biggest Future fan, but I decided to check it out because he's a big artist that came out with a release. With that being said, I do think it's a smart move for Future because if we look back on it, he ain't really put out anything that been hitting like a March Madness, like a Beast Mode, anything that like that was popping when Future was Future.
Yeah.
So to continue to try to avoid that decline that I think he's on, he hook up with a young kid like Juice WRLD.
First of all, this was a brilliant move by Future. And by Future only, Juice WRLD has 3.5 million followers on Instagram.
How, Sway?
That's what he's popular. He's just he has a different demographic than me and you.
What's the demographic?
A little bit younger. Well, I'm 28. I'm younger than
28.
You.
I'm 28.
Yes.
I feel sorry for your hairline. You're 28.
He has the younger demographic, so Future did a brilliant move. That Beast Mode 2 that dropped earlier this year didn't move the needle like he used to. So it's time to switch it up, dude. If you can't beat them, you join them. This is how you get all the millennials that listen to people who took your style.
And see, this is where it came from.
You let them know this is where that shit came from, and you show them that you can still hang with the youngsters, and you're not hating. You're not sitting back like everybody took my swag. You're going to jump on one of the young guys' waves. And it's a win-win for both, but it's a brilliant move for Future, though. They didn't promote this at all that much beforehand.
It just dropped.
They just dropped it a day or two after it was announced, so there's no expectations. It's a win-win for Juice WRLD and Future.
Did he get them $3.5 million after the cosign from the big rock star or before?
No, I think he was popping. He's got a major hit this year, though.
What's it? Vivid Dream? Lucid Dreams.
Yeah, that song is popping.
Is that Jack Sting for that?
Yeah, that was a sample.
Sting said he liked that.
You got Sting talking about you. You clearly are doing something.
I don't know if he was at 3.5 before Sting or after Sting, but Sting is a big deal.
We'll give him $3 million. Okay. I'll give him Future, got him half.
He's a kid, though, 19 years old.
See what I'm saying?
From Chicago.
That's a smart play for Future,
on
dude.
Interscope.
And that's a no-brainer for the young boy, obviously. Yeah. He probably looks up to Future.
Of course.
So this World on Drugs, and I actually like this project. Shout out to my guy Sam G. He texted me early when this came out and said, dude, I am ready for your Instagram story of you calling this trash. And I actually listened to it.
It's Sam type of music right here, too.
Nah, fuck with it, though. Like, it's cool. It's frying Trippy Red and all that shit.
It ain't better than Lil Baby and Gunna.
Listen.
It ain't better than Lil Baby and Gunna,
this
dude.
Future and Juice World is barbecuing that bullshit ass Lil Baby and Gunna.
Lil Baby and Gunna dripping all over this. My young slang swag.
That shit
dripping
ain't
all over this, man.
All right, man. Let's move on, man, to older swag. T.I. All
right. Yeah, some more T.I. talk. That's 3 weeks in a row. Let's go.
I know it. Oh, my goodness. This will be the last one.
Oh,
the
king
year.
Of the building.
T.I. versus the Floatus, man. In an Who? Attempt to boost those sales that we spoke about a couple of pods ago, T.I. dropped an IG video of him in the White House with a woman.
In the Oval Office.
In the Oval Office with a woman, looks like giving a striptease, playing the First Lady, Melania Trump. I don't know how you say her name.
That's it.
And he got attention, of course, but maybe not the kind he was looking for. The video was killed online by not only Trump supporters, but T.I. fans, too. Now the model who played Melania Trump is getting death threats. Is it time to retire the Trump slander in art?
Nope, not at all. Because the thing about it is Trump going to continue to do what he does, and I don't think that passiveness is the correct resistance to what Trump is doing. Like, If you just try to ignore it, then you'll have more people like Kanye going up and thinking that it's okay what Trump is doing, like the persona that he's putting out there.
Right.
As far as what I mean, like what he's doing. So I feel like you can meet him where he's at if you're someone like T.I., if you're someone like Snoop, that has the freedom to criticize him, to mock him, just like he does normal everyday people. As the president, so he should have to deal with what he dishes out. I don't think that it's a bad idea for T.I. to do it. I don't think it's a bad idea for Snoop to do it. I think it's a bad idea for people like Kanye to submit to it. So as long as it's not the main focus of T.I., as long as he ain't on his Tom Arnold shit out here trying to find tapes that don't exist of Trump, then he could, because like it don't take nothing for T.I. to do this video and cause a ruckus. I ain't going about my day. I can continue shooting, family hustle. I can go on and do everything that I got going on. I ain't even got to read Twitter and the backlash that comes with this. I think it's cool that he's able to do this and push up the resistance and cause an uprise, because it makes it uncomfortable for Trump. And the last thing that we want for him is to be comfortable in his position with what he's doing.
See, here's the problem, though. The Trump is low-hanging fruit at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you're saying that Trump does the same thing. He says the dumb shit and all that, but he's more calculated in his slander, and then he ignores the responses that come from it. That is how he is, quote unquote, winning in his eyes.
True.
So when Snoop caught heat for the fake Trump assassination in the music video, and then T.I. is catching heat for this, because number one, it's an obvious reach to get people to look at his album that nobody listened to.
Right.
That's the problem. Like, it's, I guess, the Trump Make America Crip Again album that Trump did, I mean, that Snoop did. Like, bro, like, it's time to find another trope to hang on. I think it's playing itself out when these major A-list, B-list stars are using this to promote their albums. They have to find something new to come up with, dude. Like this is dead. We're going to have to leave this in 2019. Yes, we know Kanye was bullshitting. Yes, T.I. gave a very hilarious 4-page letter IG post about why he disagrees with Kanye going up there. Mm-hmm. We understand that, dude. We don't need the little skit video. Now you got this little model right here, or stripper, or dancer, or whatever she was, who actually looks just like her, and her name is Melania too.
No,
that's kind of crazy. She's getting like real.
It might have been her.
It might have been. Ain't no telling. Now, that's the real loser. And then Melania, the First Lady, is sitting back like, man, look, I'm coasting right along, not having to do shit. Like, I got to get out here and make statements and shit.
I mean, when she put that jacket on, that's what got her all of this shit anyway.
True.
I don't care, do you? That jacket. And then to what you're saying, it is going to be a point where the stuff has to be left in the past. Like, the Make America,
old,
the revising the hat is dead.
That's cooked.
I don't want you to make it anything again. Just make that shit go away. I'm cool with that. But with what you're saying, I just don't think that we can let Trump do what he's doing as far as saying these stuff, provoking people. And even though he ignores the responses, right, we don't want to forget. Like, I think we went coast mode when Barack was in office. So you get in coast mode and you need to pay attention to what's going on.
We're out of that though, bro.
Now, because people like T.I., people like Snoop, people like that are keeping stuff in the forefront. Even Kanye. Even him going to the White House keeps it in the forefront for people to talk about what's actually going on. I think that for 8 years when Barack was in office, people didn't care to talk about it. It wasn't a big deal. Hey, a black dude in there, we good. Now I think the benefit of a Snoop doing this, the benefit of a T.I. doing this is when the midterm elections that are coming up in 2 weeks, now you're seeing the governor debates on CNN. And I ain't saying that they directly responsible. I'm saying that we're paying attention now. Like, I sit down and watch 30 minutes of the Florida governor debate. And I ain't got one race in that horse, but it's a black dude up there against a white dude. I'm going for the black dude. And that's just because I think that artists are doing a great job of keeping the political consciousness of America up since we got that person in office that really a lot of people didn't want in office.
Yeah, I get it. And that's, I just don't know if we needed T.I.'s Melania Trump strip video to pay attention to the Florida race, though. That's all I'm saying.
That's how he get his point across. like you said, for some people, it's cool when T.I. put the four-page letter up there and they read the four-page letter. They be like, damn, you damn right, Clifford Harris.
Some don't.
Do your activism shit. Yep. And then for other people, they see Melania twerking, they be like, that's my nigga tip. That's what I expect. Yes. They get talk bad about all of them funky folks in the White House. That's what he gonna get from his ATL West End niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think it go both ways if he knows how to play it, and T.I. does well in that point.
Fair enough, man. Moving on, before we get to this music break, How High 2. Okay, we're taking it to the movies here. How High 2 was announced, starring Lil Yachty, your man, and DC Young Fly as the main characters. Notably missing from the movie are the two leads from part one, Red Man and Method Man. Are you here for a Method and Red Man-less sequel?
Yes. I'm going to break a little news here. I've never seen How High. Never.
Really?
I never seen that.
Even I seen that.
I wasn't a big Red Man fan. I think
neither am
I. I think he too goofy. Like, I don't like goofy shit.
Yeah.
I seen a couple scenes, but I like DC Young Fly. I'm signing up for anything DC Young Fly do. He funny as hell. He was funny on LaReal premiere episode. Like, dude is funny. I don't know if Yachty is funny. In a couple interviews, he has personality. I've seen that. So I'm signing up for this. They could do something cool, have them old niggas pass it off or some shit like that to the young guys and How High. But I ain't really trying to see Red Man and Method Man do that. Method Man can be in there. Method Man a good actor.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He's a great actor.
The movie was some little cool. It's a little overrated. Yeah, it's one of them cult classic type joints. But I can't see Yachty being able to act. But he can't be worse than his rapping. Yeah. Let me be clear about that.
You was banging that boat too, right? This weekend.
I wasn't banging. I listened to it and got that up out of there. Slam dunked that Yachty in the trash can.
I'm rooting for Yachty, man. I hope that he finds something else to do, because I think the rap shuck is almost over.
Nah, it is over.
He had 3 years, good little run.
He had listen, Nautica deal, Sprite commercial with LeBron.
They didn't figure him out, now.
Yeah, nah, listen, he has won. Now it's time to step aside.
This album didn't do well, did it?
This album doesn't sound well.
But did it do well? That's all
I doubt it.
The last one didn't, I know.
The last one flopped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So one more QCP ain't taking all that. You got to get him up out of there. Coach KP ain't having that.
Now, DC Young Fly.
Funny.
He's funny. No, he's funny. I just don't know. I don't want him to run his shtick into the ground too early.
I don't think he do enough, though.
But if you combine his IG and his and the rail and then this and then Wildin' Out,
I don't think he on Wildin' Out no more.
But he was. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And, you know, you just hating. He was on this. He used to do this.
Because think about it, though. Who he remind you of the most?
DC Young Fly, Chris Tucker.
He reminds you of Chris Tucker. Yeah. Chris Tucker was able to run his shuck across big budget movies without social media milking him in between.
Yeah.
So you can do a Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
But see, Kevin Hart's in his way. Like, if you're going to do a movie now, you need the black funny guy and it's a buddy comedy. You're going to go get Kevin Hart. You ain't going to go get DC Young Fly. DC Young Fly, I don't think, has made it to that level. He does remind us of Smokey. He does remind us of Chris Tucker. I don't think the opportunity has came yet for him to break out yet, though. I think he's still on that verge. This could possibly be a breakout role if the movie's okay. I don't think that want Lil Yachty as your co-star if you're trying to break out, though.
Straight to Redbox, buddy. Mm. what this is going to be.
That's rough right there.
Can you see the billboards for Little Yachty and fucking Thank You?
I can't.
This is Redbox.
I can't.
And I'm not mad at it. I'd still slick maybe watch it and everything, but bro, like, Yachty acting since when?
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing, though?
Was it
DC Young Fly and Friday?
That's too easy, man.
No, I'm talking about the whole thing over, though. Just take, it could be surrounded around him and Cube soon.
No, we're not touching Friday. We're not doing no Friday reboots.
Yeah, the last one. Cube could be like a dad, some shit like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
O'Shea could be in there. Then
O'Shea would play.
Play Craig, and then you got DC Young Fly as like Smokey Cousin or some shit, then build it out from there.
I'd rather see that as a series.
That would be fly, like a Netflix 10 episodes, 30 minutes.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Cut that check, Netflix.
Yeah, we need that.
Music break, man. Tracy T.
You're a Tracy T fan.
No.
Yeah. What? Every new Tracy T project, when I hop in your whip, you banging it.
Let's pump your brakes.
You still listen to the old Tracy T? Say you don't.
No.
Exactly.
Listen, first of all right, shout out to Street Symphony. He said, hey, this Tracy T cat, he got some shit. So I've been paying attention to Tracy T ever since then.
4 years.
Because last time Street told us about somebody before they were popping, they ended up with Grammys in their hands.
Yeah.
So I'm going to listen to what my guy Street says.
Shout out Street Symphony.
Absolutely. So Tracy T, formerly of MMG, learned that on this project.
Oh, wow.
Has a new joint called Shit Done Changed. Let's check it out. Nigga, I told it, but bitch, I'm the coldest one toe in that heat of believe it. Ha. Came in the game with some money, your bitch, and some heart is my hardest to see me. Huh? Diamonds and VVS, F on the BDS, one play the radio with you. Boss a bitch up, give a loser for ton, I'm the man, not the man in the middle. Huh? Came from the bottom, gave game to my daughter, the diamonds, they jump off the collar. Louboutin, hooligan, now I got loose again, put that shit on, dress you up like a model. Huh? I been getting money, this Cartier bracelet, the only love that I got. I'm in a spot with a Glock and a pie, some niggas that clutch on the strap when you knock. Huh? I'm in that Christian, my bitch on a mission to get it, you dig it, little homie. Huh? Cash on your head, tell you went for the bread, they'll kill you for tennis shoe money. Huh? Bro, I the leader, got work and it's cheaper. My bitch, she got some Kardashian features. My bitch commit suicide if I leave her. Tracy T, I got that weed like Khalifa, nigga. Huh? They thought I was broke, I was counting up the dough when we slept on the floor. Huh? Ain't them wanna speak, now them hoes wanna fuck, but I'm out of your reach. Huh? I was the passenger riding the whip, now I'm pushing the V. I got that shit out the streets. Whoa. Shit done changed, shit done changed. New racks out the bank, new racks out the bank. Wanna flip me a chain, wanna flip me a chain. Straight cash, no chain, straight cash, no chain. Shit done changed, shit done changed. New racks out the bank, new racks out the bank. Wanna flip me a chain, wanna flip me a chain. Straight cash, no chain, straight cash, no chain. Got a bitch and she wet, gave me head in the bed and these solitaires hitting this invisible sick. Woo, let's go, Tracy T. Shit.
That's your boy.
Let's go.
That is your boy.
I'm fucking with that. That's bang. That shit sound good in the car. That's car music.
Because you're a Tracy T fan.
Fuck.
That's why. You are a Tracy T fan.
I like his little style, though, and because he was one of the early people with that flow right there, now it's kind of fucked up because everybody raps like that now.
That is a fact.
So it ain't about who did it first. It's about who did it best. So that's kind of fucked up. However, that little tape is banging, and that song was fire.
Yeah. Fuck Shout that. Out to Tracy T, man. Decatur, Georgia's own.
Georgia. What's his real name? His real name is crazy.
It is Jazz. Jazz Ishmael.
What?
Like Jazz Ishmael Muhammad, something like that.
Okay.
J-A-Z-Z. Jazz is his first name. It seems like he would have went by Jazz.
I wonder where you got Tracy T from.
That is an interesting question. Tracy T, if you're listening, let us know where you got Tracy T from. I would have just went by Jazz had it been me.
Yeah, me too.
Like the Atlanta Jazz. Is that some slaw?
Nah, that's some slaw.
That's some slaw.
Jazz, I think, was in the R&B. He was in Drew. It was a nigga named Drew Hill named Jazz, though.
That's impossible.
Tough. And I'm deep for knowing all
guy?
That shit.
I was the only one. The fat guy was Woody. Cisco was a lead.
Cisco was Cisco. And then Neo. No.
No way you know another one.
Fuck, what's dude name? Because he did
Nico. Was it Nico?
It started with an N. Fuck it.
Yeah. Huh. You went to the Phillips Arena?
Yeah.
What was in there?
We were talking during the song. Phillips Arena. Killer Mike, his barbershop is inside the arena now.
That's slick hard.
I was like, what is a barbershop going to do during a basketball game?
Yeah,
but when
fresh.
You see it, though, and you're in it, and you can see down on the court from where you're at in your chair, it's killing.
That is true.
Not going to lie. It's cool. It's a cool experience.
So you got to make it the little hangout spot for the cool people, though. You got to close it. Like, once it get full of the cool people, you can sit in there, watch the game, drink, get your hair cut.
Absolutely.
Chill. Close the doors. Don't let the lame people in.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's a good idea.
But then you wouldn't be able to get a cut, though.
No, I would be able to be
Ba-doom-ting.
Chilling in there. Shout out my boy Killer Mike, man. I need to go check out the swag shop.
Absolutely. All right, man. Y'all check out that Tracy T, too. Don't try to get off Tracy T. Fall music preview here, guys. All right. We're coming around the corner. 2019 will be here in no time. But first things first, we got some unfinished business. There's a couple of albums, a couple of projects that I'm looking forward to, a couple that you're interested in. We're going to take, I do three, you do three.
All right.
You want to kick it off. Who's somebody that you're looking forward to or at least interested in what's going to happen?
We were teased earlier. I'll start with the low-hanging fruit. We were teased earlier in the year by Punch and Top Dog over at TDE telling us there would be three. Count them. One, two, three.
Three or four. Slick.
Yeah. TDE releases. We got one from Reason.
Yeah.
We got another one, did we not?
Yeah, J-Rock.
J-Rock came out.
Yeah, and then we got the Black Panther soundtrack.
We got the Black Panther soundtrack. Now there's one pending.
Yeah,
Schoolboy paused because of Mac Miller's death. RIP to Mac Miller.
Facts.
I'm not sure where Ab Soul is, nor do I care.
Yeah.
Even though he's a talented artist. I think we got some new Kung Fu Kenny.
Ooh.
And I want to hear it. I'm ready for him to come squash people that have forgotten who the king in this shit is. Niggas was comparing Ye first three albums to the GOAT, Kung Fu Kenny.
So,
and it's uncomparable.
Just to fill people in.
Yeah.
And we're going to get back to the possible album in just a second.
Let's do that.
The On Deck TV podcast Twitter page. Go follow that if you're asleep.
Please.
We compared, and this was shout out to, what's the joint? Who? The podcast we listened to that broke down to Pimp a Butterfly.
Dissect.
Shout out to Dissect because I saw this from their page. We posted who had the better three album run.
Okay.
Kanye's first three versus Kendrick's Good Kid, Mad City to Pimp a Butterfly and Damn. Overwhelmingly, people said Kanye and they were absolutely right.
Because people are crazy.
No, actually, it was about even on Twitter. It was heavy Kanye on Facebook and it was about even on IG. So that's where that came from. It's Kanye easy. Stop. There's no
it's
debate.
Not, it's not.
Now, in terms
Kanye
of.
Kanye don't got an album better than a Pimp a Butterfly. Shout out to Alvin Cooper. We here.
That was all
we right here, Alvin Cooper. I agree with that. He said that in the rap chat. Kanye doesn't have a better album than TPAB. Let's go.
Troll game strong.
No, it's true. It's facts out here.
I will say this in regards to a possible Kenya.
Kenya.
A possible Kendrick
Kenya album.
Right. That'd be odd.
Tough.
A possible Kendrick album. Top already hit Twitter and said it wasn't going to happen, but that could be the curb. That could be the throw off. So we're going to act like he didn't say that shit. I personally think that what we thought was going to be the album was that EP that leaked. I think people got probably a rumor about that leaked EP thinking it was new shit and they thought that was going to be the project that was going to drop. It turned out to be old shit. Therefore, I believe it's fake news. I would love a Kendrick album. It'd be right on time. It's about due.
Yeah. Yeah, that damn is kind of getting. I think people are forgetting Kung Fu Kenny. Like, I seen one post just now that said, give me a Kendrick Lamar quotable. I'll wait. He doesn't have any.
That's a good point.
Oh, my God.
Not a dope bar, just a quotable.
To my fact, that Kendrick needs to come out and remind you niggas who's at the top of the game right now. So I'm definitely looking forward to a Kendrick album. I want some more creative shit. I don't need the Damn anymore. I'd rather we go back towards Good Kid, Mad City or To Pimp a Butterfly. Like, to me, Damn was my least favorite album of the three.
Mm.
But I just want some new music from Kendrick Lamar. I want the bar to be reset in 2018 going into 2019.
Shout out to my guy Chris Platty, and we were talking about this on Twitter. Hello, which Chris? Direction should Kendrick go? He thinks it's going to go experimental. He thought he'd go, you know, he does the regular joint with the Good Kid, then he went experimental with To Pimp a Butterfly.
Then he did the
Damn, which was a little more traditional, like with Good Kid, and now he thinks he's going to go back experimental. God, I hope not.
I think the experiment was the
simple.
What you said, the Black Panthers contract soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, I think that because Kendrick executive producer.
Yeah, he was all through that.
Yeah, he put that together. I think the director, what's that guy named that directed that?
Ryan Cooler.
Ryan Cooler. He went to Kendrick and asked him to come up with the music for that. So
that's possible.
I count that, and then I think that he's going to come back normal with a variation of a Damn, Good Kid Mad City type of album.
I'm here
to
Pimp
a Butterfly, you can't do it again. That's so classics. But he's gonna mix up those two and give us some good. That's what I'm hoping for. That's my number one. Well, one of my top ones on the wish list for the fall. Who do you have?
I'm gonna keep it somewhat related, man. This artist was rumored to be dropping with Kendrick. It never materialized. But J. Cole. J. Cole dropped with KOD earlier this year and then teased the mixtape or possible second project dropping before the end of the year. If you recall, he was on Twitter asking people for beats. Send me beats. I'm eating shit up. And we got excited because we thought he was going to get some quality production for once. And then he came out with the freestyle over Nas's Uchi Wally beat, showing us that he yet still does not know how to pick beats. So I'm hoping he read the feedback or listened to the show. And he went back in the lab, retooled up, got some fresh production. It's 2018. It's inexcusable for your beats to be ass. And he gave us some heat. I'm hoping he drops at the end of the year, similar to what he did last 2 years or last year and some change with For Your Eyes Only and
when did KOD come
2014.
Out?
KOD came out, what was that, June?
This year?
No, it wasn't June. May? No, it was a little bit earlier than that. It was like April.
Yeah, it was like,
but yeah, it was definitely this year, though. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's time for Cole to come back with some Cole shit and just don't fuck it up like For Your Eyes Only. That's all I ask. Get some production.
Man,
one
that
time.
For Your Eyes Only was rough. Ooh, that's a forgettable album.
Is it time we double back on that, though, just to be like, is it really as slow as how we're saying?
I think what threw it off was the story. Like
now, that was kind of dope, though.
But once you got
that
to that,
saved it,
it wasn't like Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly. Well, excuse me. Good Kid, Mad City story, though, because his was one of those stories like, oh, I missed something, one of those movies that they could watch again that you always going to take something different away from.
Definitely wanted to run it back as soon
as
you
like
heard.
You hear, you're like, shit. But with that call, you're like, God damn, finally I got to the end of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to hear this again. I get it. It was cool. Very sentimental. I like it. Great idea. But I don't want to hear the fold clothes again. Like, I never want Cole to go down that lane.
Right.
Like, bar a nigga up, dude. That's for true. This year, I'll bar a nigga up, Cole. That's what we looking for you
I'll
for.
I'll be here for the mixtape.
Yeah, I'm here.
Just do a Gangsta Grills and just go over dope-ass let drama cook it, though.
It's like what I said. I think you and I had the same sentiment with both of these picks. The Titans, the Kings, the guys at the top of the game need to come out and reestablish themselves.
Right.
It's been a heavy year.
It's been a lot.
A lot of music has came out. People starting to compare. compare like mediocre rappers to Beast. And it's time for the Beast to come out and say, hey, no, remember, I do this shit.
Yeah. Fair enough, man. Who's number two? Who's the second person you're looking forward to, or at least got questions?
Second person on my list. I give him a lot of flack here. People would say I don't like him, but musically he's great. I'm gonna say Port of Miami too.
Rosé.
Another one. He got to close out this year. I've said it was over for Ross for the last two albums.
You've been wrong as a motherfucker.
I was wrong. I said after this last one that it would be over. But I'm definitely interested to see what this is going to sound like. I think Ross is struggling right now, though. Yeah. Ross looking for a single. He ain't got no Meek. He ain't got no Wale. I ain't breaking no news here. But y'all ain't seen MMG together in a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that Ross, this is if he wants a second wave, if it ain't gonna be over, like I said, this has to be a strong album followed by a strong signing, a strong collaboration.
Make
like
a splash.
Yeah, Ross got to do something to keep his name in that heavyweight pool. And
can
I
you
think,
imagine if he would have, if the deal with him and Nipsey Hussle would have went through? Mm. That hey boy,
Nip done passed him now.
Relax,
Nip has passed Ross, bro.
Relax.
I'm telling you, man.
It's because he got a store
he
with no price
slap.
Tags on his clothes.
Ross ain't got no victory slaps. Ross Victor. Oh, he do Ross got. What's my man? Nah, the DJ he smacked?
Vlad.
Oh, he smacked Vlad. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Now Vlad back to making minimum wage.
Exactly.
Huh.
Vlad came up off that, Ross. I'm hot at you.
For a second, though, let's get off of that. What was Nipsey finna do at the Chris Paul and Rondo fight?
I didn't notice that was him, though, at first.
Hey, Nip is my nigga for life. This nigga started pulling up his pants. Right, we ready, cuz? Cuz, we finna get down? Let them niggas come over here, cuz. Hey, I fuck with Nip heavy, dog. You can take a nigga out of Slauson, but you can't take the nigga out of Slauson. Slauson out of nigga, whatever it is.
Oh, shit.
I fuck with Nip, man.
No, but Ross' album, he needs to drop it. It needs to be good because the singles haven't been hidden. No. Green Gucci Suit is trash.
Oh, my God.
We don't need that. But this is why I'm not worried. Ross throws singles up against the wall in hopes that they stick. He does that often. Elvis Presley Boulevard, he threw up against the wall, it didn't stick, but then he was forced to drop Hood Billionaire, unfortunately, because of Meek Mill's incarceration situation. Leading up to his one, my favorite album, God Forgives I Don't, he had a song with Nicki Minaj that didn't stick, and luckily it didn't make the album. Like, this happens slick frequently with him.
It does.
So hopefully Green Gucci suit was just a throwaway and he got a sponsored Bel Air check to do the video, and hopefully that was just that, because I need that fucking work from Ross.
I'll tell you a couple of differences between then and
shit.
Now
shit, what's that?
One, he has a high top now.
It's true.
I don't know crisp, where the hair came from.
Crisp edge up.
Yeah, so
high top fade.
And people think I'm being funny, but it's going to go into my point. Rick Ross is older.
Okay.
And what you were saying about throwing stuff to the wall and trying to make it stick was cool before Rick Ross is. I think Rick Ross is more of an elder statesman now. So the expectation, at least in my eyes, is a dime trap, is a 444. A reflective type album that's gonna wrap up Rick Ross' career. Like, he ain't got three more albums in him. This Port of Miami 2, this is it.
Stop.
So I need a good album to wrap everything up and get out of the way, Rick Ross.
Stop.
That's all we need. So he needed to work on this Port of Miami 2, wrap it up, and head out. It's gonna be a great album. You made great music. Just put a bow on the whole career, and we'll see you later. Appreciate it.
But you want T.I. to keep rapping, though?
Yes. We appreciate you, Ross.
All right, let me go to my second, man. I'm going to go to a youngster, Lil Uzi Vert.
You ain't waiting on that Uzi.
I was waiting on the last one.
That's sad.
The last one turned me into a fan.
That's pretty sassy. It's pretty sassy.
I'm not waiting on a Lil Uzi Vert man bag. I'm waiting on the album.
You may as well get it. It comes with the album.
Nah, they can keep that.
The Moochie purse.
Here's the problem, though. He just dropped a single that was... I fucking hate. I'm not gonna lie. If you're bad bitch, then we can link. That shit is some.
That's how it go.
That shit is some small. that flooded patent or patent risk, whatever it's called. That song is terrible. It's annoying. It gets on my nerves. This is not what I'm looking for from who I thought was a leader of the new school in Lil Uzi Vert. Now a lot of people have come and kind of jacked the swag just a little bit. Juice WRLD, Trippy Red, etc. I need Uzi to show what made him a star in the first place, and to come and give his version of that shit. Kind of the same way we asked Future to kind of step back into this lane that youngsters have taken over and taken his wave, and show them why he's the godfather of that style. I need Uzi to show me why he's the leader of the new school that I had crowned him at the beginning of his last album. So I'm looking for that energy that I got from him, those good beats, those good melodies. I need that, and I'm not hearing it from this new single, but a new album is on the way. He said it was very soon. It is called Eternal A Take, whatever the fuck that means.
Eternal A Take, A-T-A-K-E?
Yeah. Wow, A-Take-E, what is that?
I have no idea.
So it's not looking good for Lil Uzi right now, and I'm hot about it.
That dude was rough. Uzi, man, I didn't check out the last one. I'm not going to check out the new one.
Love is Rage, goddammit, too, when she was banging.
I take your word for that. I'm not an Uzi fan. But I understand why the kids like him. I heard it put, I think Joe Budden was explaining this. He said he a Philly hood nigga with an Atlanta nigga's sass. And I think that kind of summed him up perfectly. I just ain't here for sassy rap. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't want to hear him or anything he got going on.
If you a bad bitch, then we can link.
Yes,
link.
I ain't here for that. Much respect to Uzi and what he does, and I wish him continued success.
Who you got next, man?
As much as I got for him.
Third on your list.
Third and final, the grand finale, the what everybody ought to be waiting on to clean this year up. Titty, 2 Chainz, boy, coming through. Rapper, go to the league. I cannot wait. This is my favorite rapper right now, 2 Chainz is.
Okay.
Lyrically, on the stuff that he's on, ain't too many in the lane. I ain't talking about no Kendrick or J. Cole stuff. I'm talking about 2 Chainz lyrics, the fly, fresh, funny stuff. I don't think no one does that quite like he does. To me, on a personal level, 2 Chainz is probably the most entertaining rapper that I have on my playlist. So that's why I'm such a big fan of his. I can't wait till this rapper go to the league comes out. He pump faked us real early, about June, July. He came out with the ex-drug dealer single, the Mike Will made it joint.
The blimp.
Yeah, I want it. I'm ready for all of that.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it got slowed down. I'm thinking because it's going to be a heavily sampled album. He said it's going to be a lot of trap soul type stuff.
Yeah, but he said that at when the Pink Trap House shit was going on. I think he might have switched it up because the single.
That was my point. That's what I was getting to. Okay. I think that he had a problem getting all of those samples cleared, so he had to kind of go back to the drawing board as opposed to what he really originally wanted to put out there. He wanted to put out something that would take less tape, less red tape on the back end.
I
want to
hear that, then. I want to hear the sample.
I want to hear that, too, and I wish he just dropped that as a mixtape. I'm ready for that. But anything 2 Chainz, I'm here for. I can't wait till this new one come out. I hope it drops before the end of the year so I can put it on my top 10 list.
It should come out. The single with Drake and Quavo has picked up steam later in the summer. But it's about time. He's got the Pink. Not the Pink, but the Trap House, the Haunted House.
Yep.
So I'm thinking he may be cooking something up. I'm kind of surprised he didn't come with that Trap Music Museum. How hot is he about that? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah, I listen to that shit. That pretty good. Like Trap Music. That shit was banging. I can't front.
Sir.
He surprised me. Actually, that was his best project ever in life. Mixtapes and all. So I'm here for that rapper go to the league. If you want to make it with the soul shit.
That Cody and Cowboy is a classic, by the way.
That's banging. Y'all fuck with that tape. But yeah, shout out to 2 Chainz, man. I'm looking forward to that. I can't front.
2 Chainz.
So now you got all of your 35 and up rappers that you look forward to. My final looking forward to person is Fabulous. Summertime Shootout 3. We know that Fab likes to do trilogies. He's got the Soul Tapes that came in threes. He had the DJ Drama Gangsta Grill shit that came in threes. And we're going to get a Summertime Shootout 3 that he has been saying has been
are
on the way.
We?
Here's the problem, though. Those accusations with him and Emily will not go away. That's what's fucking him up, dude.
Yeah, they pressing charges.
That's what. That's blowing the rollout. You're not going to roll out an album when you're in the middle of going to court.
But he
beating
did
up somebody.
He did marry Emily over the weekend.
Oh, he did?
Tough. They had a private small ceremony in
Judge
Jersey.
Ain't gonna give a fuck about that shit.
Well, she's less likely to be inclined to testify.
Okay, gotcha.
Prosecutor less likely spouses to ask her. Well, they can, but I mean, you ain't gonna ask that if you the DA.
Yeah.
So with that being said, he trying to deter that case from them having enough evidence to get any charges from. But I'm gonna be real with you, man. That Fab ain't coming out.
I don't believe that.
Do you remember?
Yes.
We sit here and talked about him saying, oh, I'm going to release this on Valentine's Day.
That was 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Correct.
And it still ain't came out. Then he changed it to Thanksgiving. Then he changed it to Christmas. And then it was New Year's.
Hey, man, he's all about his holidays.
Every holiday we expected a Fab album, and it didn't come. Fab is a hell of a rapper, but I feel like that show money is enough for him, and he just going. He's showing Rick Ross what his post-career is going to look like. After this album, you're going to keep postponing shit. Just hit the shows, go overseas, my nigga, drop dope verses in now. And then be fly on IG and you're good.
I like
Fab got the post rap formula down. He got the 40 plus rap formula down.
I like Fab music, though. He still puts out good music.
Oh, that's a fact.
And he's probably one of the dopest rappers out.
Let me ask you this. If you heard more Fabulous tapes, would that take away from how good he was? Because one of the things about Fabulous is the shock value of his bars. And not shock value in the sense of he says some crazy shit, but the fly shit that he says.
Yeah, of course.
How he makes stuff rhyme together. You rarely hear a new Fab verse. You maybe get 2 a year.
That's true. He may jump on somebody remix or something, but that's about it.
He know how to play. I say that to say he know how to play his part well.
He running out of material to keep touring off of, though. He going to need a new tape. I know that, and I'm here for it because I fuck with both of them Summertime Shootouts.
Yeah, them Summertime Shootouts were nice. They need to put them on the streaming services. Can we get a mixtape streaming service?
Yeah, you got it. It's called that Piff.
Shit, some slaw. Shit barely play.
It's called my mixtape.
If it ain't on Wi-Fi, that shit barely play.
That's your weak-ass Sprint
that
service.
Is Sprint. I do need to talk to Sprint about that. Monk ass nigga.
Oh, shit.
Sprint some slaw.
All right, man. Let's get to this music break. And listen, we're doing something different this time, all right, for the music break. All right. New music segment alert, I guess. I don't know. A lot of people reach out to us on social media, online, in our emails, and they send us projects and say, hey, can you play the song or songs? And we get a lot of that. And at first, we weren't fucking with it.
Yeah.
But then we're going to go back to the original roots of On Deck and what that meant, and which was putting on putting people on to new shit that they may not have been aware of.
Up and coming.
Absolutely. So we're going to start to do that a little more often. And what we're going to do, hey, listen, we're not going to sit here and gas up these songs just because people sent them to us. If there's some slaw, we're going to say there's some slaw, and we're going to explain why. That's called constructive criticism.
This is a fact.
All right. So with that being said, we've got our first listener-submitted joint.
Lord Goldie.
Okay.
She is from Nashville, Tennessee. Stand up.
Let's
Cashville.
Go. Yeah.
We're not going to be biased.
No. Not at all.
We're going to play the song.
It's called Like I'm Broke.
Like I'm Broke. And we're going to let you know what we think.
Here you go. Like I'm broke. They sleep like they rich. I'm up like I'm broke. Can't make this shit up. Maybe it's Maybelline. We make amazing scenes. Slipping our days in dreams. Y'all keep y'all gazes, man. Those who hate believe. Trouble stay with me like it relates to me. My team, I pray for me. That's when the stars align. There's some space for me. Background check for a chopper. Quick, been hustle, can't knock me. Try not to lose my mind like a music blocker. Mixed in proper. You can't top a nigga with a plan so proper. Open my work, no, I am your proctor. Position so illicit that you need a prescription or a demand for a doctor. How long we been at it forever? That's who's admitted in my gym locker. Would have never kept the shit in my crib. And I know they been watching. Y'all niggas still talking on that phone. One day you hear, then the next you gone. Next you gone. Nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Sleep. My homie said, nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Hey, they sleep like they rich. I'm up like I'm broke. They sleep like they rich. I'm up like I'm broke. They sleep like they rich. All right, man, that was Laura Goldie's Like I'm Broke.
And the title,
let's hear it.
The title of the project is Trap Conscious. Like I'm Broke, I like that. I like it. I like the repetitiveness. Pretty good hook.
Okay.
She ain't barring nobody down, but I wasn't expecting that. But I do. It's an album. It flows well with the album. The album's only 6 songs, and it flows well with the album as far as if I put that in, this song doesn't stand out as far as being terrible.
Right.
It ain't the best track on the CD. I kind of myself like Day by Day, the title intro track.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I'm not mad at this song at all. I think that she has a promising career in front of her. If she can keep up what she's doing here, don't try to do too much. Just stay in this lane right here. I like the trap consciousness element of it. Talking about stuff that happens and also what happens because of those things. Not just talking about the fun stuff in the trap, but everything. So it's a good project to check out.
Okay, so thank you for the whole album
review.
Welcome.
That's what I'm here for.
I just wanted to know what the song sounded
like. That's what I'm here for, man.
I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I thought the song was actually cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up. I like the hook. It was catchy. And I like what she was on there saying.
Yeah.
And it's relatable. I fuck with that shit. Just the right amount of auto-tune. You know, I'm not the biggest auto-tune fan, but luckily she didn't pour it on. Thank you. If I had to give any type of constructive criticism, it would be that the beat was a little bit louder than the vocals. So, like, just on the mix.
Just some engineer shit.
Even it out just a little bit. Yeah, some geek shit. Just even it out just a little bit better, man. That's it. But other than that, though, I'm not mad at the song. Y'all shoot us y'all songs ondecktv@gmail.com. Man, we might play it, we might not, who knows. We get a lot of those, so don't be mad if yours gets backed up just a little bit. I promise we're gonna try to get to it real spiel.
And be prepared for what comes of it. Also, Rap Chatters on Facebook, you can comment on the song as well. Let us know what you think. Join the Rap Chat. Is over 755 members right now. We try to get that up to 1,000.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think in the Rap Chat. Also, give us feedback on the albums that you are waiting for to end out the year, the fourth quarter phenoms. Who do you want? Who doing the Michael Jordan thing of this quarter? Let us know what you think in the Rap Chat on Facebook.
Thank you. All right, question of the week. We saw Big Boy's son. Shout out to Big Boy.
Young Cross.
Yeah, man. Cross Patton is committed to Oregon football.
Mm.
That's a good look. I don't watch college football, but Oregon, I'm familiar with them. They got fly jerseys and
fly
shit.
Fly jerseys, real fly.
My question is, should Pops feel a way that his son don't want to rap?
Hell no, nigga. He should rejoice. The last thing I think any rapper wants is their son to rap.
I
was listening to Joe Budden and Pusha T. You didn't listen to that.
Why would I do that?
Exactly. I was listening to Joe Budden and Pusha T. And they were talking about their offspring and, you know, the careers in which they were taking. Joe asked Pusha T what he would do if his son wanted to rap. He said, man, that'd probably be the worst thing.
Mm.
And I think that's because, not because they're not grateful for their careers, they were saying, but just they know how hard it is. They know what it would take to be as successful as a Pusha T, a Joe Budden, or a Big Boy. So if you come up behind that, people are this Big Boy son. It's even harder because the expectations are going to be so high, and you probably won't live up to it. Like, his dad was part of the best, top, arguably the best hip-hop group ever.
Right, right, right.
And you come in auto-tuning it up because you're a young cat just because that's what's popular. Like, you're going to get judged harshly. I think going to Oregon, getting them 4 years under his belt, getting that scholarship is top-notch.
Now, that's lit. Super congratulations, first off, Young Cross Patton, getting that scholarship.
Getting you off the hook, though.
Now, that's dope.
Big Boy still looking for you.
Nah, well, I'll say this, though. If I grew up in a household listening to Big Boy solo albums, I wouldn't want to rap either. Wow. So I understand the young boy wanting to play football and not rap, but I think it's cool because, listen, when I see somebody's kid coming up and their little whatever their dad name was, it's a little unimaginative, and you want people to have a little more of their own identity. Okay. He's doing that. Snoop's son did it playing football. Other kids have done it doing other stuff.
Puff's son models.
Puff's son, goodness, well, he's singing too. I mean, he rapping too, though.
Whose son was selling cookies? Was Dame. Oh, Dame's son was selling cookies.
Yeah, so like, I like when people take the hustling aspect of their pops and connect that to something else and do other shit, man, and not just rap, even though nothing wrong is wrong with it, but we have enough of rappers, let's be honest. And like you said, you're not finna outshine Big Boy Shoes.
No.
Well, you could probably make a better solo album, but you're not finna do anything in a group setting more better than he did.
You catch Big Boy in traffic. He that's gonna be my guy. For you, not
I fuck
me.
With Big Boy.
All right, that's what you think. With that, so you're not here for the Blue Ivy album? What if Blue Ivy tried to, like, rap / sing?
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing what the DNA of Jay-Z and Beyonce could put together. That would be very interesting.
I definitely would want
to. So I'm here for that, yeah, though.
I'd want to just see how interesting that was or how Jay reacted to
Blue's
it.
Blue's the exception.
Perfect. Yeah.
Jay would probably be writing this shit and everything, though.
That's a fact.
All right, man, let's get to this On Decker of the week.
Week.
This comes from iTunes. Shout out to everybody that is leaving those comments on iTunes.
Appreciate you.
I'm pulling it up now. I got this new iPhone. I don't know where my photos are at. Here we go.
Wow. All
right. This
humble
is from,
brag.
This is from Lynn / Jets Go Blonde. She says, great podcast. Shout out to my fellow vegan animal, Brown and Spike. Shout out to you. Definitely some dope topics. Enjoy the fact that y'all don't agree, even though Spike is wrong 96.7% on most things.
She clearly listening to the wrong show.
Let me fact check her. It's 99.9% that he's wrong. And then she says, like I suggested through someone else, I'd love to hear a best storytellers episode. I'd like to hear what y'all could bring on that subject. I tried to wait and be the 100th comment, but number 89 works for me. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening. Social media less Lynn. Shout out to Lynn, number one, for the comment. That was super dope and accurate. Number two, the suggestion was fire as well.
And Lynn, yes. I'm right about this one. April 13th, 2016, top five favorite rap stories brought to you by On Deck TV. Go back in the archives, folks. There are a lot of good episodes, good topics that we have yet to revisit, but they're out there for you to check out, so you don't have to just listen to the new episodes. You can listen to the old ones. We definitely appreciate it, Lynn. I'm right 100% of the time.
That's a fact.
So check out that top five favorite rap stories for us. Y'all go to your feed and find that.
Absolutely. Shout out to Lynn. She was at the live show in Nashville in May.
Holding it down.
Absolutely. We appreciate that. So thank you for supporting. Thank you for the comments,
guys.
Support
the real.
We're creeping up on a hundo.
Let's go.
Let's get there before the end of the year.
All we need is 11. That's lucky 11. We need a starting football team.
That's easy.
Let's go.
New music out. Future Juice WRLD.
Trash.
WRLD on Drugs. They just undid all of what KOD was supposed to be about.
Right. Just like,
reversed all of that. Tracy T shit done changed. EP. New shit out Friday. Tory Lanez, Love Me Now. His little buzz slick kind of
dead. It's his hairline, dude. I'm y'all niggas going.
It's his hair.
Nigga can't thrive with a hairline like that.
This is hairline and that jump shot.
And that jumper, dude.
Jeremiah and Ty, dollar sign? My Ty?
Produced by Yo Boy.
Who?
Young Berg. He did the whole album.
That ain't nobody looking
Ty
for that
dollar
shit
sign,
now.
Young Berg, and what's it? Who else was it?
I don't. Jeremiah.
My Ty, Jeremiah. It might be banging, though. I heard it was banging. Did you know Jeremiah and Chance the Rappers were best friends?
No, that's random funny. As fuck.
Yeah, I heard him say that. I didn't know that.
Right. Cool story, bro.
Surprised me too. I didn't even know he knew who Jermaine was.
Right. And Mick Jenkins, Pieces of a Man Friday.
Mick Jenkins, who is that?
Man, everybody say Mick Jenkins got one though. With his that mixtape where it's underwater. Yeah. You probably not seen the cover.
Probably.
They say that's not. Bang.
Mick Jenkins rap, he sing.
He rap.
And what's the name of it?
Pieces of a Man.
Yeah, that's a That's
not like an R&B
album. That rap title ain't gonna do it, bro. Yeah, like, you need to switch that up, my nigga. Pieces of a Man? Come on, bro. Put that new Pieces of a Man in, bro.
P-O-M. Jesus. All right, man. What you got on deck for the weekend?
It's getting cold, man. It's getting cold out, so it's time to work. We got to get in the lab, come get some new stuff for you guys out there. So that's what we're doing this weekend. Well, that's what I'm doing. What you got shaking?
Man, new book alert.
Yeah, what you reading?
Robert Greene, The Laws of Human Nature.
Oh,
let me
really?
Get that. I'm copping that right now.
Is that already?
Yes, it came out today.
I need that.
Charlamagne book came out today, too.
Shout out to Charlamagne. Shook Ones.
Yeah.
Dealing with mental health. Very important issue. A la Kanye West.
Yeah,
you need
absolutely.
To take care of yourself mentally, people, man. Don't be out here looking like yonders.
Fuck that, though. Robert Greene, The Laws of Human Nature. Robert Greene, 48 Laws of Power, Art of Seduction. Like, dude is undefeated. I can't wait to hear this.
50 Law of Power, Art of Seduction.
Or read this, I should say.
Laws of the Mastery one is really slept on. I like that Mastery one.
What I'm saying. Also, Daredevil Season 3, I'll be binging. Don't even worry about it.
Trash.
Daredevil is fire, dude.
I'll probably finish Insecure. I may do that.
Please
it's,
do.
It's easier to
get with
power
the times.
Through. I mean, it's cool. The fat girl's funny.
Not really. She real slow.
She funny, though. Yeah. It's fat girls like that out here.
That's true. So. All right, man. iTunes, y'all know how we do. We already sell all this shit.
Yeah, rate, subscribe, like, man. We appreciate everybody for listening to the On Deck TV podcast. For all the years that you've tuned in, we appreciate you being down. A lot more stuff to come, so we appreciate you holding on for that.
Peace.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.